This Dream Team interview is brought to you by Jeff Adams, Edward Jones Investments in Carrollton. I'm talking to Coach Dan Schnell of the Cole Camp boys team, and Caden Harms and Ethan Ives are his nominations this year. Coach, give me the best two reasons why these players were deserving of a nomination.
Well, first of all, we had three guys that were could have any one of the three been our nominations. Caden Harms and Ethan Ives are both juniors that did a super job for us, and also Landon Ballman, another junior. We went with team leaders here. Caden Harms is our overall leader as far as statistics-wise, averaged 18.2 points a game with five rebounds, and all conference. Type of player that made all district and the all tournament teams down at Warsaw and Stover and so on. So Caden is a tremendous player, 6'1 guard that can score, that can rebound, very good defensively and so on. Our other is one of our big men. He played our four position, and that's Ethan Ives. Ethan's a two-year starter, and he averaged 13.1 points a game, but was our leading rebounder at 5.8. And really did a good job. He's a leaper. He's a state qualifier in the triple jump, but just a really fine athlete and also a good young man. So those are our two nominations this year.
So, Coach, let's talk about maybe some leadership qualities to be nominated on the Dream Team. Mostly those kids have great leadership qualities. Other kids on the team look up to them. Kind of talk about Caden and Ethan and how they're able to kind of lead the team and what they do on a day-to-day or game-to-game basis that makes the other kids kind of look up to them.
Okay, let's start with Ethan. Ethan puts in extra time. He's in school before school starts, and he's in the gym working out, does that quite often. He's a really good student along with it, so he really bides his time between his academics and his athletics. And when he's in the locker room, he's kind of the guy that cuts up all the time. He'll come up with some of the craziest things that he could talk about, knows a lot about the NBA and so on. So he's very vocal and just a real leader amongst our kids. And then Caden he's a quarterback on our football team, and the kids look up to him as a leader out on the basketball court also. Again, like I say, he's a statistical leader, and he also leads by example when he's out on the floor. I'm hoping that, again, both of these guys are juniors, that they take another step up in the leadership role. And as a junior, sometimes you kind of sit back behind the seniors and so on. But now it's time for them to step up and become the vocal leader in the locker room, in the huddle, out on the floor, the whole thing. And they've done a good job and continue to improve as we go.
If I ask you, explain or describe Caden and Ethan in maybe a word or two, what's your answer?
For both of them, I would put dedicated, and dedicated to each of the sports that they are involved in, and dedicated to their school. I mean, they're very much Cole Camp Bluebirds throughout. So dedicated, and then from there, athletic. I think they're both very good athletes that do a very good job, and so that's why with the leadership, not just vocal, but with their physical play also that makes a difference.